When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to Season 1 now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, I guess just get ready.
They grip their mace a little tighter and move towards the door. The door opens, the sound comes back. It's muffled for Yimble and Thea. And inside you open the door and step out onto a ledge. The ledge goes around the perimeter of this square room, but what catches your eye is the pit below you, filled with undead. There are hulking orcs, skeletons, zombies, whites, banshees wailing in the distance. And in the center of this room, you see a pillar that comes up, and on top of that pillar is a cage with a figure in the center of it, who's huddled, has her fingers in her ears. And you see before you in this cage Yimble.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Amy Moore.
He said my name because I looked all like, I'm ready. And I am Amy Moore, and I play Thea Amastasia. Boom!
And Carla Maxted.
I am also here. I am also pumped, and I play Yenbul Nuri.
So pumped! And Tom Laird.
Gonna bring that energy with me today, guys.
Oh, yeah, baby. I play Flint Firebeard, also jazzed up and ready.
So jazzed, so ready to go. What we are always super jazzed about is our Patreon community and how awesome they are. And we would love for you to go check it out and become a part of it. Where do they have to go?
Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast.
Whoa!
You go there. And also, you go, Amy.
I didn't even have to edit that one together.
Fuck yeah, bud. I'm multitasking the shit out of this right now. I have questions.
Oh.
You have questions?
About Patreon? How awesome you are for knowing the web address?
Yeah. Lots of things. Yeah, like, where did that come from? Right? I've got questions.
All right. Well,
we'll get to the questions. We'll get there.
Hey, if you've got questions, we've got answers, and you can find them over on patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. I don't know if you can. We can ask the questions. That gives us
They're math questions, though, don't you ask us. We don't have the answers for you.
Gets you into our Discord, which allows you to ask us questions. And you also get an episode dedicated to you when you are a patron, like today's patron, Laura Watson.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks, Laura.
You're amazing, Laura. Thank you. Now, with all that, after you check all that out, push pause, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Fuck it. Let's play. Flint, Thea, and Mannix, before you see a caged Yenbul atop a column in the center of this massive chamber before you. Her fingers in her ears, eyes down, staring 50 feet below her to the source of the noise, berating your ears, a massive horde filling this 1,000-square-foot room. The horde is shoulder to shoulder, clawing at the column, trying to climb on top of each other to get up the walls. You turn to see the shocked face of the Yenbul you've been traveling through the tunnels with. What do you do?
I need to know. Carla, do you guys like talk on the sly about this, like you know what's going on, or is this also a surprise to you?
Amy, you don't even know what kind of surprises I know.
Oh, God. makes me feel so uncomfortable.
What do you do?
Thea looks back and forth between the Yenbuls and is just like, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And she pulls out a dagger and she holds it to Yenbul near her. Dagger does she pull out, y'all?
I don't know. What dagger do you have? You don't have a dagger.
You're right, I don't.
It's like, I looked at everybody's sheet beforehand. I didn't see a dagger on there.
Rock. It's true. Yeah. I've gotten a sharp rock. No, that's just like really what Amy wanted to do, but it's true. Thea does not have a dagger. So she produces flame in her hand, and she turns towards Yenbul. Explain yourself.
Well, what can I say? I have no explanation for this. I don't know what is... I am the real Yenbul, yes. I have been with you this whole time.
I don't know, you seem very nonplussed to see yourself caged over there. I think you'd be a little more concerned. Flint!
Flint's still just trying to parse kind of what exactly is happening here.
Before you, Yenbul, what do you do?
I think I continue to protest my innocence, and I don't know what is happening, so I sort of am backing away from this flame.
As Yenbul protests, you specifically, Thea, are focusing very intently on her. And during one of these, it's not me, that's clearly a different Yenbul. A wave goes through this Yenbul before you, and you see a... almost like a reflection or image of Wallace come clear, and then it fades back to Yenbul.
Oh, you bathroom bitch. I want to fucking fight him.
Tell me what you do then.
I want to produce flame, and I would like to burn his ass.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry if it's not really Wallace. Thea is just, it's too much.
Okay, do it then.
I'm good.
You got do it. Commit to it.
I'm doing it right now,
baby.
Yeah, I just rolled a 3, y'all.
Oh God.
So that's 12.
I feel like the range is you're touching him.
I know.
I mean, roll
I was
going to
say
advantage.
It makes sense narratively because you know when you're like upset, you kind of revert to your like most basic like
yeah. Like this is an easy thing I can do right
exactly.
Now.
It's like oh, I'm so mad.
18. Do I burn that bathroom, bitch?
Yeah, your produced flame ignites and catches the clothes of this Yenbul. And then, Flint, you're paying attention now. The flame is blasted into this room. And
he's probably like, oh, she's taking this into her own hands.
Quickly, Yenbul before you turns back into Wallace, who stumbles back, patting themselves out, coughs. As the smoke clears and looks at you with disdain, you are just like the others. The others I've set my sights of destruction on. You've come here to take what's yours, regardless of the cost. Well, not today. Just like the royalty in Kalimport who turned their back on my family, and I... You will suffer. Make a dexterity saving throw. Everybody in the room.
You can go fuck yourself.
Oh. Even me?
Well, you're not, especially you, Carla.
You're not in the room, Carla. You're out in the middle of nowhere.
That's what I was going to say. I'm in a cage on top of a pillar.
No, especially
surrounded
you.
Surrounded by 1,000 square feet of undead.
How
my
dare
dex is
you?
Not good.
How dare you be in there? How dare you let yourself be captured? So that's a 22.
Okay.
21 for me.
Hence the... Okay. Oh, I thought maybe... You know, that's an exciting roll. Did I take too much? It was too much over here.
No, you're good. Own it.
Before your eyes, Wallace begins to change again. Their skin begins to dry quickly, cracking as it does, bleeding and oozing. Their clothes pulling into their body and returning as black and blood red robes. The drying skin reforms slowly to a young man with brown skin and short, tight curled hair, and he lets out a scream and soars through the air towards you and grabs Mannix by the scruff of the neck, carries them out over the horde, where Shangalar releases Mannix. You begin to see their body fall, and as it does, the door slams shut and disappears in front of you. A second passes, which seems like an eternity, as the room begins to hum and spin with black and green and purple. And behind you, you see a portal taking shape. It cracks open and you hear screams. In the swirling energy, you hear a rushing cascade of liquid, which then forms around the circumference of their portal, and two figures become dimly lit. Slowly, the two become visible. First, you see your lost friend, Lipsinki, followed closely behind the imposing figure of Varnox.
Well, Lipsinki, it's time that we get down to what are you three doing here? Actually, I don't know you.
It's two, sorry. One, what? Sorry, yeah, one just got carried out. You don't know that, but there's two here now.
Thanks for rubbing it in. Yeah, there was three of us, and our friend just got snatched.
I have your third friend. Actually, I don't... Lipsinki, would you still consider them friends at this point?
Oh, of course, I love these guys. They got me out of prison. They let me get sucked into a portal into the abyss where I got to spend a lot of time with you.
Yes.
So I guess I have a lot to thank them for.
That's true. We both have a lot to thank. Orcus has a lot to thank you both for. The Decimators have truly, truly done Orcus a great service. What are you doing here, though?
Well, destroying a lich, obviously. Hey, Lipsinki, that was really passive-aggressive. We did not mean for you to get sucked into that portal, girl, and we felt really bad about it. Like, really
no,
bad.
No,
I thought you were going to be our third. I was crushed, personally, just saying.
If you wanted to make it up for me, remember I gave you that bracer, or, well, you picked up that bracer after I got sucked into the portal. It had a diamond on it. Any chance you've got that? I could really use it. Me and V here, we're here to do some business, and I could use that handy shovel, maybe. You got that still?
Yeah. I don't know. You just called this dude V. He did some pretty terrible stuff. Whole village.
Yeah, he wasn't exactly the coolest.
Undead.
Well,
I mean, I agree. Calling me V, I'm not one for the nicknames. Which I mean, Lipsinki, but Lipsinki, we understand each other. You do your thing. I'll do mine. We're still on the same side here. Regardless of what these two may have to say. But, if you're here to destroy a lich, perhaps we're not far off the same path.
It's interesting that they're here to destroy a lich, isn't it?
It's very interesting.
Are we
very
all
interesting, Lipsinki.
Destroying a lich?
Yeah, is this like a big lich kill party? What's going on here?
Could be. Depends.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. It's going to be all passive aggressive and stuff.
Maybe. Spend a lot of time in the abyss. Things change. I don't know what to tell you. What do y'all think about Shangalar?
So far, not a fan.
No, kind of a big jerk. It's got our friend in a cage.
Yep.
And now a room that isn't there anymore. He's got this stupid ass flying pyramid that is just a giant maze. I don't care what anybody says.
I was never a fan of Shangalar's bravado either.
Oh, isn't he all up all about himself? Like, come on, like, sure, he made a good bathroom and stuff, but who pretends to be their own librarian?
It's all very ostentatious, isn't it?
It is. If you're going to be evil, just be evil.
Thank you.
You don't need to have the whole, like, song and dance about it. Jesus.
Well, remember when we met V and he did this big reveal and goat head and floating rib cage and it was pretty amazing, but it was like...
It was amazing.
It wasn't all drawn out and chase me through a pyramid. I'm going to destroy a whole world. Blah, blah, blah.
I do have to give it to you. I mean, theatrically, it was pleasing. Like, just visually.
You didn't expect it at all.
No.
I caught you completely off guard.
Came out of nowhere. It was great. Well done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, in the past, yes, I may have tried to, quote unquote, act like your friend. I'm not here to do that today.
Okay, good. Because you know what? I'm tired of having friends. Not you, Flint. Not you, Donnie. I just mean, every time we get one, we lose one. I'm tired of losing people. Lipsinky, you fall into that category, too. Sorry we lost you.
It's nice to see you again, though.
It's nice to see you, too. I gotta tell you, I met this man in the Abyss. Not V. V's great. Mm-hmm. His name was like... Oh... Grancis?
Thea's face just goes...
Oh my god, it was one of the worst tortures I had to endure. It was just the worst.
Doesn't ring a bell. Nope. Okay, well, yeah. That sounds real awful.
How'd he end up in the Abyss?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. He was just always talking nonsense. He sang all the time.
You're, like, corporeal? Like, could you stab him if you wanted to? Not that you'd want to, but, like, if you had the urge? Like, do you think blood would come out? I'm just curious. Or pancake batter?
We don't have pancake batter in the Abyss.
Oh,
there's no pancakes in the Abyss.
No.
It's all, everything's
unless
very...
Unless we make a body into a pancake. Kind of. Yeah, sort of.
Everything's very blood-based, I would say.
Okay.
As the energy fades in the room, you hear just on the wind, "That's why it's my hell!"
Orcus has gotten big into ultimate frisbee, but he uses bodies as the frisbee.
Oh, that'd be awful. If you hate being spun around.
The thing is, it doesn't kill you down there. You experience every second of it.
Oh, you should see what we use for hacky sacks.
Oh, boy.
Sinky, don't spoil anything for them.
That's right. Leave some to the imagination. Also, I hope I never find out.
Well, there's always hope. Especially when you side with Orcus. For we will eliminate despair for people. And I know I said earlier, I'm not here to be your friend. But I'm not here as your enemy. At least not at this point.
The friend of... Wait.
Something.
Thea looks towards Flint. The enemy of my enemy is my friend? My friend's enemy is my enemy? Somebody's enemy, friend's enemy, frenemies.
Frenemies.
Carl was like, "Potentially, go on."
Nailed it.
Tell me more.
Okay, I don't want to side with Orcus. Just straight up, you know.
Okay.
Just saying, I'm just managing your expectations, but that doesn't mean we might not have a common goal here. Just because we're not going to follow you down later. I mean, there's always tomorrow. Am I right?
Exactly.
Like priorities.
I'll never stop trying.
Oh, you know what? I love that about you.
Yeah, you got to respect the hustle.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, this is a man who knows what he wants.
He's one of the most tenacious people in the Abyss, and that is saying something.
Maybe we should start calling him Tenacious V?
Oh, I like that. That is top notch. Flint.
Tom doesn't have to say anything else for the entire podcast. He did it, folks.
See ya.
Uh. Okay, now if you could just whip us together, Kyle, maybe like a Tenacious D, greatest song in the world, but like Orcus kind of,
this
you know,
is
theme.
The greatest lord in the multiverse. No. This existence is a tribute. There we go.
It's good. I mean, got it in one.
it's better not. So, did you all come here with a plan?
I'm going to re-murder a lich.
Mm.
Of
Gotta
course.
Gotta find him first. He's pissed. We may have angered him a little bit.
How'd you do that?
Just by existing, I think. Mm. I threw a fireball at him.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. It's good stuff. Flint, you use that moist tongue on him yet?
Not yet, but, you know, maybe he needs a little help putting out that fire.
Maybe.
He had my Donnie, so I just kind of want to, like, stab and firebolt and, like, but, and then also maybe watch someone else do that so I could really get a good view of it.
Now, Shangalar had a little Donnie, your gold wormling?
Yeah.
It's Donnie.
How did that happen?
Well, we were attacked by a giant lightning. I love that we're just right now just standing in the hall. Like, we know. But we're just catching up.
Just catching up.
Just
Anix has just been dropped into a horde.
Well, you know what?
That's fine. That's good. I like it.
In my mind, here's what happens. The door shut. Time froze. He's still dropping, and he may be dropping forever.
We'll find out, I guess.
Wow.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
So, yeah, so we were, like, attacked by these big gorilla kind of things that seem to come from lightning.
Okay.
Yeah, there is...
That sounds terrible.
Well, and in all that, they spooked our animals, everything was lost, and we... started to put the pieces back together, and Donnie wasn't there. We've been searching for him ever since, and we only just found him. And I open up my bag of holding, and Donnie's all curled up inside. I'm just looking at him. He's tuckered.
Well, that's just a little fella. He was bigger before.
Yeah, he was. He had a special collar that helped him out with that.
Well, I'm glad you guys are back together. That makes my heart really happy.
Oh, I'm glad.
Lipsinky, what did we talk about? Happiness.
Oh, that's right. I mean, I don't care about that at all because all meaningful connections with other creatures beyond Orcus are pointless and useless and they're not worth doing.
Exactly.
That's what I
meant. Oh, you guys have been practicing good. A lot.
Yeah, it was pretty rote.
That must be really hard to go against your, because you are such a caring, vivacious, really worried about other people kind of person. And it must be really hard to squash that all the time.
No, really Orcus does not keep his
really
followers
just
from caring. We care very much about fulfilling his whim, about seeing fit the world meet the expectation of the great Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can care about Orcus-related matters as much as I want.
Have at it. I encourage it.
Sophie, are we gonna, I don't know, it's nice for me to see my friends, that's a nice surprise, but we probably should, like, do something about Shangalar, and he's doing all his business, and, right?
So you two agree we could work together, despite you not wanting to, you sure you don't want to side with Orcus?
No, pretty sure.
I mean, we're pretty sure.
Flint? Yeah, we're fairly okay. Sure. I mean, we'll talk about it a little bit more later. And I mean, the option's always there, right?
Well, maybe
it is.
Like it doesn't expire.
No, it's good to keep your options open. Yeah. But maybe it's we true. Should talk about, you know, like a game plan for taking this guy down. And then B, what happens after? Because what are you guys looking to get out of this?
Oh, yeah. Why do you want him dead? We want him dead because he's a dick and he's just destroying ancient cities up here, which sucks because culture is important.
Well, Andy's got that thing for the dragonborn in me.
Yeah. And Flint's got like a personal stake in this, just saying.
Right. Our reasoning, at least I would like to see Shangalar replaced. Actually, replaced by Lipsinky here. I believe Lipsinky has the potential and power to fill in those shoes.
So more of a Lichsinky.
Yes, Lichsinky.
My God, you're so on right now.
Wow, Tom. Jesus. You need pump-up gifts right? Before every episode record.
Flint, are you sure you don't want to bring that rapier wit to the court of Orcus?
I mean, again, good to have options, but I think Thea's right about this one.
He doesn't laugh often.
Well, see, I feel like my talents would be wasted.
Hmm. That's fair. I'll get y'all soon enough.
Well,
but not yet. Not yet, no.
It's good to have goals.
We have other matters to attend to.
For sure. So, were you guys coming in here with a plan?
Oh, well, are you familiar with... Are you familiar with liches? Or you've done your study, you know... You know, if you spoke with Orcus, of course, he'd tell you all about it, but, you know.
Oh, of course. you know, I'm not tight with any deities, but definitely keeping it on the back burner. We need to find his, I want to say Horcrux, but I know that's just Harry Potter thing.
Phylactery.
Phylactery, that's it.
Good.
It's way funnier.
It's a word that actually means something else. I don't know why they used it.
True.
Yeah, so we need to find his phylactery and do away with that. I mean,
good.
But if we could, like, maybe hit him in the face and maybe destroy him with a sunbeam or something like that in the meat, like, just also, because I feel like dying sometimes just isn't enough.
No, sometimes it isn't. Should we find his phylactery first and then maybe, you know, beat him up a little bit?
I mean, we can certainly look for it. I apologize. Didn't think I'd be saying that to you. But, I mean, he totally knows that we're here. And I'm pretty sure that he controls every aspect of this hell in the sky. And it might be a little bit difficult to find it.
Agreed.
Unless your Orcus has told you any sort of helpful information in finding it.
Let me, and I bow my head, close my eyes. Orcus. I don't know. It doesn't It's bad must be something with this
here,
pyramid.
Right? Yeah.
Bad reception in this
just
pyramid.
Not getting it through.
It is the defiling nature of Shangalar using Orcus's talents for personal gain.
Oh, so okay.
So wait, he's.
Oops, did I say that?
You sure did. So this is more of a demotion.
Dead motion.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he just like didn't live up to his side of the deal here or
something to that effect. Yes.
Oh,
between us friends, the thing you need to know if you're considering following Orcus, which I recommend you do, is that it's best if you use the powers Orcus instills in you to kind of progress the things he's looking for.
Mm hmm.
Not carry on your own sort of personal vendettas.
Yeah, I could see that, right? It's like spending the company dime.
Yeah, exactly. It's like photocopying personal things at the office. You shouldn't really do it. Maybe a little bit you can get away with, but when you start printing off whole monster manuals.
Said to no one in particular on this Zoom call.
Definitely not pointed at all.
I feel like literally three of the five people on this call have done that. Maybe the other two. I don't know your lives.
Okay, well, I get it. So, you know what? Everyone should be, what you're saying is, everyone should be fearing Orcus, but instead they're fearing Shangalar. Shangalar?
So close.
Say so close. Fuck that guy's name.
Since he's kind of a phony, in my personal opinion, I like Shangalar.
I'm totally down with that.
Better, yeah.
Yeah. He's just a big phony. Took what was given to him and just tainted it.
All right. Well, I guess you don't shit all over Orcus and his power and get away with it. So
no.
We're guessing up to the top.
I guess so.
Power?
It's a good guess.
Phylactery?
Yes, we will get to the top of his pyramid scheme.
Okay, you look around you and you realize you're still in a sealed room.
All right, well, hey, we're lucky that this room didn't just start, like, shrinking all of a sudden or whatever, right?
That would have been
fun. And as Amy says that.
Right? I, like, toss Russ's book to the ground. He's got nothing. Quick, let's riff. So first we have to get out of here. I'm assuming maybe since you can't talk to Orcus, you also can't create another portal to get us just to the boom top.
I guess. Let me try one more time. And I'm going to pull out the wand of Orcus, which I'm sure does something that is other than what I'm about to do.
Orcus.
I pull out the wand of Orcus, and I kind of wave it in a fashion, and the jaw opens up, revealing a portal on the wall opposite of what we entered. And, I think we can kind of see through it, and we wind up seeing, like, oh, that looks like a main layer there. Probably walk through that. Yes, Orcus does provide. He senses his servant needing his aid in this moment.
Gotcha. But he also uses caller ID and so doesn't answer you all the time. Because you need to figure some things out for yourself.
I am quite zealous, yes.
Oh.
But.
A little needy.
It has served him well so far, and it shall serve him well today.
What do you suppose it sounds like on his end? Is it all like ring, 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 ring? Orcus phone.
Do, 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 do.
What you see through this portal is a well-lit chamber, torches all along the side. There's a red carpet that goes up the center of this room. And at the top of three stairs, there is a pedestal. And on top of that pedestal looks to be a large vase or jar of some sort.
I thought you said urn.
Oh, vape. No vapes.
Just a large vape.
Yeah. Vase or.
And there's Shangri-La. No, I said it wrong again. Collar flipped.
Shangalar. Remember?
Shangalar.
Yeah. No, you don't see that. So okay. That's what you see through the portal before you step through.
Lipsinky, would you care to come ahead with me first?
Yeah, I've always kind of wondered what a phylactery looks like. You think that's it? I'm just so excited to be out of the abyss, you guys.
I bet you are.
That's fair.
Mm. Yeah.
The four of you begin to walk in through the portal. And as you begin to step in, like, the energy around you expands and elongates. And that image gets smaller and smaller in front of you and then begins to swirl. It's like you're caught in a tornado or a cyclone, and you begin to spin physically.
I'm gonna hurl.
You hear laughter from all around you. And then you pop out. The energy just explodes out. Everybody make a dexterity saving throw.
Well, these are the ones I'm bad at.
17.
Me too. 13?
12.
18 for me, Russ.
Flint and Thea, you fall out and you land and grab onto a narrow platform around a perimeter of this chamber that you've landed in. You manage to pull yourself up quickly. Varnox and Lipsinki, you are holding on just to the edge, just barely missed this edge. And below you is a sea of undead.
Can I try to make a grab for Lipsinki?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to try to do that.
Both of them are holding on, but they have missed the main. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said they just barely missed it and are falling.
No, yeah, sorry. They barely grabbed hold of it.
Okay, yes. Like fingertips?
Like fingertips.
Gotcha.
Like the hang in there kitty poster. That's
exactly.
Them right now.
Yeah.
I yell, hang in there, kitty.
I'll help Varnox.
What do I have to roll? Sorry.
Nothing.
You just
go help them.
Oh, I just go help them. Yes, yeah. I'd like to help. Sorry, because I rolled an 11. Fall to your death again.
I'm a gnome. I'm quite small.
You both reach down and pull Varnox and Lipsinki up, and you look around this room, and it's the room you saw originally, Flint and Thea, through the doorway before it shut. Out in the very center of this room, about 100 feet into the middle, is Yenbul, seated on a stone column, cage around her. Around the perimeter is a 5-foot wide walkway around the perimeter of this room. It's 100 feet by 100 feet. At the middle intersection of this room, there are bridges that go out about 50 feet, and then a center walkway that goes around. But there's no bridge that gets to Yenbul. Below you, like I said, is 1,000 square feet covered with undead creatures. The sound in here is ear-shattering. You look up and you see 4 glowing orbs. One blue, one black, one green, one red. And the ceiling in this room goes up straight and then it peaks. Slants up towards the middle, and then rather than meeting in a point, there is a smooth ceiling surface that is approximately a 50-foot square that comes to in the center.
So it's like a hidden loft space.
Exactly.
How trendy.
Right.
You observe your surroundings, and then you hear laughter from all around you. And then you hear Shangalar's voice, and he says, "Oh, look, you brought reinforcements. How's it going, Vsauce, baby?"
Shangalar, you realize when it's all said and done, Orcus will have you.
Oh, yeah, how's Pop-Pop doing? I haven't seen him in a long time.
That's not his name.
Yeah, it's what I'm allowed to call him because I'm a little bit closer to him, I think.
I'm going to murder you.
Oh, yeah, you're going to murder me. That's what you're going to do. Okay, that's going to be a lot of fun. You got to find me first. Catch me if you can.
Believe you me, we will.
Make a dexterity saving throw there, Varnox.
Another 12.
From up top, about 20 feet above the center of where Yenbul is, you don't know who Yenbul is, but the person in the center, A fireball begins to form and cascades down towards you.
At this moment, Russ, can I use it's a feat, my warlock feat called Dark One's Own Luck. And once per short rest, I can make an ability check or saving throw and use this feature to add a D10 to my roll.
Yeah, absolutely.
It does say you can do so after seeing the roll, but before the effect occurs.
Yeah, it hasn't. I mean, it's happening, but you know, it's.
Yeah, it's a 14. I got a 2.
Why are you rolling like me, Kyle?
Well,
I don't know.
I didn't think I was going to be the one to try and kill you so hard, but you know.
Hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Did you save? Probably not. No. So you're going to take 8d6 fire damage.
Shit.
And anybody beside him also make a dexterity saving throw, which is, I think, at least Flint.
Probably me, yeah.
You did help him up. No good deed goes unpunished.
20, but not natural.
Okay, you're going to take half. So Varnox, you take 38 fire damage. and Flint, you're going to take 19. And let's roll for initiative, friends. It's the middle time. Now. That's where you jump in. I'm done myself.
Just waiting.
Just anticipating.
I'm
still going.
Wasn't sure.
Sometimes
if there
there's like
be...
a the yeah. reprise.
There was
that
a
comes
look
back.
Of yeah. of like. Just about to sing on Russ's face.
I was waiting for the staccato part. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, that'll be next week. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Got it. Staccato. Write down the notes. One talk to staccato.
One talk staccato.
These are my notes for middles. Everybody, is they don't make any sense.
Not really.
Not to anybody. But you know what does make sense? Thanking a huge thank you to our guest today and to the next episode. Maybe
an absolute best friend ever.
Absolute bestie. Kyle Classett from Bombarded. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
Kyle, you rock.
Kyle's, you know, coming back as that Varnox, you know, little twist to the character this week. But we love having him. And Varnox is just a delight. So we just keep bringing them back time and time again. If you haven't checked out Bombarded, we strongly urge you.
Oh, super fun.
To check them out because they sing original music every episode. They have a ton of fun. Kyle runs an amazing game over there. So please do go check them out. Next, one talk about Patreon. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We making some tweaks over there to make things a little bit better for our patrons and for you potentially. We'd love you to come visit us. We have a tier called the goods tier. It's $50 a month. But when you're at this tier, every month you're there, you accrue towards working towards merchandise, exclusive patron merchandise that you can only get through Patreon. And every year that you're able to be at that tier goes into a little spreadsheet to say, yep, you did this month.
Every month you're able to be at that tier.
Every
you
month.
You do not have to stay for years.
That's
and
what
years.
He meant. He meant month.
That's what I meant. Every month. You know what I meant, right?
But just in case.
Just in case.
Because we're explaining it for people.
Every month that you're at that tier, we tally it up and then it's cumulative. So if you're able to stay for 3 months, earn that first, you earn a piece of merchandise every 3 months. So if you earn that first level, which is an exclusive sticker pack, then you got to drop down. You come back. You're already on the way to the next one.
That's true. You don't have. We're not going to start you back at zero.
No. And of course, if you're at that level, you get everything from the levels below that. So that's still like the in-world stuff. So you can submit NPCs and items for Zedmart. And of course, you get to listen to all the bonus content. And there's lots of it.
Producers meetings. Yeah. I said producers.
Producers
meetings.
Yeah. Not so easy, is it?
Speaking?
Yeah.
For me? Never.
Never. But yeah, you become a sporting producer at that tier as well. As you get mentioned in the credits, you might have heard some amazing people mentioned there. That could be you too, and we'd love to have you there. But they also get an extra meeting every couple months with a couple of us to talk about their game, talk about our game, talk about what's on TV, you know, whatever's feeling good. That's what we talk about.
Dang, that $50 tier sounded good.
Indeed.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So come check it out. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We'd love to have you over with us at any tier, any of them. So come find us. We're over there. Now let's go see if Varnox is going to stir up some stuff.
Bet he's gonna.
I bet he is.
Bet he's gonna do it. No spoilers. Okay, bye.
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 Oh, there goes all my good rolls, y'all. That's a six.
I also got a six.
Ooh, roll off.
Ooh, lame roll
off. Lame roll off.
That's a good time to get a one.
That's a four.
12.
Four?
Yeah.
I got a six again. Varnox is not nearly as intimidating as I remember him being now that he's on our side.
Also, he's like out in the wild now. He's not all like power of Orcus. Yeah.
Russ, I guess my one translates into a seven after bonuses.
Oh my God. You're above Carlos.
One? I thought you said something higher than that.
No, he said a one.
Oh, jeepers. Okay, hold on. I didn't think
I'm
I'd
winning
have to...
with a 12. Come on, everybody.
Russ, is Yenbul conscious?
You can roll Yenbul
in.
Wow, this is.
You guys.
Yenbul got a 15.
Fuck yeah, she did.
Great. Well, Yenbul gets to go. No. Yenbul gets to go first. That's helpful.
She just rattles her tin cup on the cage.
That's right.
It's loud in here. She's got that tin cup in her teeth. It's really sad. She's like.
As this fireball explodes, Shangalar laughs again and says, "Oh boy, that was fun. You there with the axe. You look like you're going to be some difficulty, aren't you? Make a constitution saving throw for me, please."
I can do that.
You get a plus 4 because of my aura.
Oh, that's very fun. All right, after my plus 4 and his plus 4, that's a 22.
Okay.
I think that plus 4 came in very handy.
You see ghostly apparitions come up from the bellows of this undead horde, and they form into humanoid figures and beasts, and they're clawing and reaching for you, Flint, and they charge you. You're going to take half of 52 necrotic damage, which is 26.
Okay.
Necrotic damage.
Does anyone else think one of us is going to die tonight?
And as they hit you, the apparitions, like, they move through you and then disappear behind you. Yenbul's turn. So, Yenbul, you've seen your friends. I mean, you tell me what Yenbul does, because now you're playing two characters.
I don't like it. I don't know how you do this all the time, Russ.
Not well.
So, Yenbul, like, has been in this very frightening place for like a bit of time now, because there was a little switcheroo. You guys caught on. So Yenbul's been here for a while in this very frightening place. So I think, we can't see Varnox, right? We can just see this like
you can't see Shangalar.
Roiling mass of undead. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, we want to kill Varnox.
I can see
too,
Varnox. But... He's just over there.
Hello.
It's not yet.
I don't even know who that guy is. No. I'm Yenbul. Yeah, we can't see Shangalar. It's just all the undead, yeah. Right?
You would have seen... Okay, so Yenbul's position, you would have seen... I'm pretty sure the fireball would have caught your attention because it was right up, like, 20 feet above your head. You would have seen a flash of his form behind that fireball.
I think that I am still going to... Well, first I'm going to say, my friends, I'm so glad you are here to save me. It's really far away. It's 1,000
feet. I yelled back, sorry we didn't notice you weren't you.
I assumed you had also been taken.
We're just yelling back and forth. We didn't. No. We're going to do our best.
I'm going to cast Shatter at 3rd level. So that's going to be 4d8, and that's focused on.
Okay.
They have to make a con save.
Oh.
The undead.
The undead.
7.
Okay.
We're rolling high tonight.
That won't do it. So they take 25 damage.
Okay, your shatter goes off and it's like glass breaking and it cuts through the noise and you see a wave of undead like fall to the ground. Some of them stagger back up, but others stay laying down. Anything else you would like to do or can do? So cage around you, metal bars.
This was going to be my question. Does this seem escapable at this moment?
There doesn't appear to be a door.
I'm a spellcaster anyway, so it's not like I want to, like, get up in there.
That's cool.
So for now, at some point, I would like to be released from this cage. But as there is no bridge away, you know, it's fine.
Yeah. So as your turn ends, you feel movement below you, and you begin to descend.
Do you know what it's like to hate your husband on a regular basis? Like, can you feel for me right now?
At a rate of 10 feet around.
Oh, that's a torturously slow drop. I love it.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Okay, great, 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 great.
Thea, you see Yembol crack shatter, and then she begins to, the entire platform, the entire column begins to move down. You hear the sound of grinding stone that's rumbling amidst the zombie groans.
How far down are the zombies from where I'm at?
50 feet.
That's a long ways. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run. I'm gonna like scooch past Lip Syncy, be like, excuse me, pardon me, excuse me. And then I'm going to run 15 feet away from her and the group.
Okay.
For safety.
Towards a bridge or towards a corner?
How the bridges are 50 feet? Doesn't matter. It actually doesn't. Towards a corner.
Okay.
I don't care.
Great. You're in a corner.
Cool. And then I reach into my bag of holding and bring out my Tome of Thunderstep, and I say, I open it and I read, Funda Funda Malu Amat Makhuro, and I smash the book closed, and as I do, I teleport to Yenbul.
Okay, so you're on top of the cage or you're within the cage?
Is there no beside the cage?
No. It takes up the entire top of this platform.
All right,
so
well, I can use this more than once, so I'm inside the cage with her. No, I'm not. I'm on top of the cage. I'm holding onto the bars.
Okay.
With one hand, and I'm putting the book back.
Great. Is there anything else you would like to do?
Go. You okay?
Well, I've been better, but thank you so much. It is nice to see you in this terrible place.
It's great. I'm so sorry about this. I want to look up where the fireball was. Is anything up there? Can I see anything?
Nothing's visible.
Nothing's visible. Okay. So what I would like to do...
So you just see the four glowing orbs of varying colors.
Okay. I would like to cast Moonbeam. I'm going to cast it at third level.
Okay.
And I would like to Moonbeam one of those orbs.
Blue, black, green, red.
Obviously black.
Okay, so
obviously black.
Obviously.
Okay. Me.
Jeez.
Yeah, jeez.
So you do. So how tall is this column?
This column is 120 feet. Wait,
okay.
Hold on. No, it's a 5-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder.
Okay. Does it have, it doesn't, it can just float?
Yep, because it is,
cool.
It comes from the sky, essentially, so.
The sky.
The sky.
Okay, well, you would definitely hit the orb. It wouldn't continue to carry down to...
That's fine.
Because that's 65 foot difference.
The orb needs to make a constitution saving throw.
It fails.
Cool.
Okay, give me damage.
Does the orb take damage?
Roll damage.
Okay, 13... Brilliant damage. What's that called?
Radiant, I do.
Thank you.
Your moonbeam fires off and you hear cracking of what you can only describe as glass. You don't hear the explosion of the orb, but it begins cracking.
I whisper to Yenbul, those seem important, so I want to break one.
And then it is Shangalar's turn. Oh, no, don't do those. You might just destroy the reason you came.
Destroy those orbs.
Oh, no, hold on a second.
Yeah.
What's in the orbs?
What do you mean, what's in the orbs? Don't destroy the orbs.
Where's this voice coming from?
Everywhere.
Oh, you fuck yourself.
Just a booming voice.
It's the booming, sarcastic, fuck you voice. It's great. Mm-hmm. Do you say anything back?
Fuck you.
Okay.
I can't. It's already taken the damage. I can't move it because it's not my turn. Flynn's going to end up as Bort. I don't know.
Out from the cage, a 20-foot radius sphere of poisonous yellow-green fog begins to appear. Make a constitution saving throw, Yenbul and Thea.
Nah.
I don't do that anymore.
Nah.
Yeah, poison doesn't affect you.
No, I'm immune to poison, so nah, it's not for me. But I do go, woo, Yenbul, is that you?
21.
Because fart jokes are always
21. You are going to take, Yenbul, half of 21. So you're going to take 10 poison damage as you inhale this gas. So Thea, as you're cracking fart jokes, Yenbul is taking in noxious fumes.
Don't try to make me feel bad about my fart jokes.
It's too late. I already did. Everybody make a perception check.
I will not be shamed. 25.
19.
22.
How about a 3, Russ? Is a 3 going to do it?
That tracks so well.
And a 12.
Okay. Anything above 20, you see like a flash of luminescence. Not even quite light, but a flash of luminescence up near the ceiling. It's not a figure. It almost looks like there's like an opening that you see briefly and then it disappears.
Okay.
Flint.
All right. How far away is the nearest orb to me? We've decided we do want to break the orbs. That is what we've settled on.
Yeah, but I mean, he might also have that amulet you need inside one of those orbs, you know. That might just destroy the reason why you came.
Nearest one, you went for the black one. So nearest one is the black one, which has a big old moonbeam on it. And that would be... So how these orbs are is they're 15 feet above the perimeter, but they're 30 feet out.
So I'd be somewhat within range for a ranged attack against it.
Yeah, you'd be able to throw... So from where you currently are, you're probably between the 50 to 60 foot mark.
All right, perfect. I will, give my dwarven thrower a throw at it.
Okay.
Gonna throw that thrower. That's a 28 to hit on that one, Russ.
That'll hit. Roll damage.
That'll be 13 damage. Bludgeoning, I'm supposing here.
Smashing.
Yes, bludgeoning.
Okay.
Yes.
Seems like good orb damage.
Yeah. Smash that orb.
In that good orb damage. Right?
You hear it shatter and come back, and flecks of glass or jewel or however it is come soaring through the air and falling to the ground. Roll me a d20, please.
Is it totally destroyed?
It appears that orb is totally destroyed, yeah.
Okay. I rolled a 20.
Okay.
It's going to be the one time a 20 fucks you, isn't it?
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's the... You just caught a shard to the face and it's over for you.
Perfect.
Oh, lucky on that one. Oh, missed it there, but just be careful there. Flint?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, the reason your friend came is in one of those orbs. Which one? Who knows?
Oh, you guys, it's pinatas.
I don't think...
It's just going to fall out, isn't it?
Well, no, because if it implodes, then it destroys the contents.
Hmm. Now, did anything happen with the zombies?
No.
Yeah, so nothing happened other than it broke.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm looking at your diagram here, Russ. The black one is done.
Yeah, bottom right.
Pinatas, yep. Glass pinatas.
I'm going to make my way over to... one of the platforms towards the cage. I know there's nothing that reaches it, but...
Yeah, walk out to the center.
Like the inner ring.
Yep.
And I'm going to try throwing my dwarven thrower at the cage for the part that Thea isn't on and see if I can, like, bust it open or do anything to it.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Remind me how you're on the cage, Thea.
I'm on the outside the way an excited child would be looking at, like, a caged animal.
So, side...
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Got it.
I was more so picturing the way that
the
one actress, Zoe Bell, is on the car in Death Proof.
Yeah, I was sort of picturing on top, too, but...
Yeah. Is there a spot that I can throw at that she is...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. We'll say she's probably on... I don't know for certain, but, you know, we'll say she's on a side, and you could hit another side.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try for, like, something at the bottom, just to see if it... So hopefully it doesn't structurally fucked anything up. That'll be... What is it? I have, like, a plus 13 to hit. It's really close. Yeah. 28 on that one.
Oh, yeah, baby. You hit it. Give me some damage.
That is 12 bludgeoning damage.
Great. Thea, make a dexterity saving throw.
Does this just, like, vibrate my entire body down to my bones?
Yeah.
Oh, no. 11.
You see the hammer fly through the air, and it connects and sends vibrations through the entire cage, so much so that it begins to hurt your hands and vibrating up your arms. And the vibration continues. Yenbol, you see it. Like, it's moving the gas that's surrounding you. And you let go just for a second. And you begin to fall backwards down towards the horde. The song Long Road Ahead is by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io. All other music and sound effects can be found at epidemicsound.com or boomlibrary.com. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Kat Waterflame, Devin Michaels, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Stevie, Jessica Babiuk, and Derelith. To find out more about how you can support Dungeons & Dragons, visit us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. where you can have exclusive access to 50-plus hours of bonus audio content, create in-game NPCs and items, as well as play games with the cast. Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon.
This fucking guy.
Well, lip-syncy.
Kyle, you're muted.
Hey, y'all. You're muted, Kyle.
You're muted.
How you guys doing?
Hello.
You have to speak.
How are we doing?
Did you just bring him here to just look imposing, but now he can't talk or anything?
You're muted.
I'm still muted.
He does look imposing.
I always unmute. Thank you.
There we go.
I thought I changed that setting.
I mean, whatever you said, I'm sure it was fantastic.
It was very imposing. You looked very intimidating just peering at us over your microphone.
Do we want this map in front of everybody? Would that be helpful?
Oh, I'm looking at your map. That's exactly how I pictured it.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, then that's what
good
it is.
Good description.
Thank you. I did it.
You did it.
I finally
it.
Described something good.
Dang. Waiting.
It only took 5 years. Sortie Axie Boy checking his phone.
It's like you just got called out in class. That's exactly something I'd say to a sixth grader. Whoa. Mr. Moore, calm down.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons can be discovered anywhere hilarious podcasts can be found. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot.